105.7 CFW.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
News brief. Severe weather has caused the cancellation of thousands of flights yesterday and today in the U.S., says FlightAware's Kathleen Bangs.
They're sleeping at the airport. They're trying to find a way out because the issue is going to be for them. Most of those flights tomorrow will be canceled also.
Federal prosecutors are asking for limits on what Donald Trump and his lawyers can say about his election conspiracy case, says CBS's Robert Costa.
Trump lawyer John Lauro said Trump can speak out on free speech grounds.
We're going to file on First Amendment grounds, on the fact that President Trump is immune as president from being prosecuted in this way.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says healthcare workers are more likely to suffer non-fatal injuries by violence than those in any other profession. Nurses Union official Sandy Redding.
Certainly security is really critical. We want to make sure that everybody's safe, that the nurses and healthcare workers are safe so that we can take care of our patients. And we want to make sure that the waiting rooms are safe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. All the fun of a summer mixtape with no worrying about the tape and the cassette snapping.
Oh, no, no.
105 days of summer fun on 105.7 CFW.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on. Show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to.
makeup, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. The game of love was all rained out. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
CFW.
She got a man, knows how to use.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Five seven CFW.
Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Yeah. Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies overnight at 58 degrees with light winds. We'll see tons of sunshine Tuesday. 84 for the late afternoon high. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Dry Tuesday night. Wednesday, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 66 at our studios.
CFW.
Let them hit me, raise it, baby.
It's more than a radio station. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW. Freak out.
sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you. Sure they can be done. Young and old are doing it, I'm told. Just one try and you two will be sold. It's called a freak. They're doing it night and day. Allow us, we'll show you.
Food, snacks, and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
Yeah. there only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
This is 105.7 CFW. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy.
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep fried old fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News brief, a toppled tree almost killed an elderly couple during a powerful storm Monday night. WJZ-TV reporter Jessica Albert is in Whitehall, Maryland.
We are just thankful the Lord was looking after them.
A Harford County couple in their 70s, lucky to be alive after a massive tree in their backyard fell onto their home during Monday night's storm.
The Air Force has found unsafe levels of a likely cancer-causing chemical at a nuclear missile base in Montana. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the sites need to be cleaned up.
This has all got to be done while at the same time maintaining to some degree the operational readiness of these particular facilities, because these are part of our land-leg nuclear deterrent and critical to overall U.S. national security.
In San Antonio, a teen's been arrested after allegedly threatening to shoot up a school. Reporter Chris Fox.
The family of 17-year-old Nathan Cruz called police saying he was planning to do the same thing as his cousin, Salvador Ramos, who killed 19